The importance of background checks for employer and prospective employee. That's the theme of this week's It's the Law. Stephanie Fould is our resident lawyer. She specializes in labor law at BCCC Attorneys at Law in Geneva. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Susan.
Now, good jobs these days, they're at a premium in this post-crisis world of ours. Are background checks by employers even more rigorous these days?
Well, they are. An employer, whether a small business or a big multinational company, wants to have the best candidate and try everything to avoid a bad hire. So what they're going to do is try to mitigate the risk of hiring an unsuitable employee and an efficient pre-screening of the candidate to always avoid having a bad hire, but to make the smartest hire possible one. So and we've noticed actually on the business that there's a lot of emerging companies now who do specialize in background checking. So the employers do not do it any more themselves.
Before we delve further into the legal parameters of background checks, let's get the legal definition of the term from you.
Well, the whole idea is that whatever information is given to the employer can check if this information is accurate, if the candidate has actually really done what he is saying he has done and how he has performed in his previous tasks. That is the whole idea of background checking.
And are there legal limits on what can be asked and what's expected, you know, what kind of technological tools can be used, etc.?
Yes, of course. The idea is that the employer gets a straight and accurate picture of what the employee is. But of course, he cannot go too far. He cannot investigate on subjects which are not in link with the activity which is going to be done or which are not relevant and necessary for the performance of the job in question. So there's on one side, the authority to do these checks, and on the other, he's got to be limited by whatever is personal data as well of this employee and cannot go too far.
Well, let's have an example from you.
Yeah, typically, I mean, if you're looking for a bar attender, I mean, you can ask this person eventually if there is or had he has had alcohol abuse problems. Now, if you're looking for a secretary, you will not be able to ask for that type of question. But it is actually legitimate to ask a potential ballerina whether she is pregnant, whereas the same type of question would be considered as excessive for a secretary in an office.
Fair enough. What are the risks for an employer, Stephanie, of a slapdash background check into a job candidate, a less than thorough examination of the job seeker?
The whole idea is if you go too far, well, you might actually violate the data protection of the employee. So the whole idea before starting to background check is get the consent of the candidate. Try to say, I want to check what I want to check on and who can I contact. If you get documentations from the potential employee, you can consider that there's an implied authorization already from him.
What about damages liability?
Well, the unlawful check on background information could raise a claim by the candidate for a violation of his personality rights, which would be a claim in front of a court, and he would actually consider an indemnity of 25 to 30,000 francs.
And all of this is, I would imagine, strictly regulated.
It is quite strictly regulated, and it's the Federal Commissioner on Data Protection who has actually issued a whole list of information how you can process this type of information requirements.
So as a future employer, what's the first rule you must respect?
Future employer must respect, first of all, getting consent by the employee before going to investigate anything about his background to the previous employer. That is the main rule you have to respect.
So it's unlawful if you don't have the candidate's consent?
It is unlawful if you do not have the candidate's consent, but it is implied if he has given you, for example, very accurate information about where he used to work before in his documentation.
So in sum, Stephanie, what are your final recommendations when it comes to employers who must do background checks?
My final recommendations would be, first of all, get the consent of the employee that we've said. If you want to have background checking, try to make it sure that you limit it, that you don't do a sort of fishing expedition on anything you want to know. Try to be very accurate that whatever you're looking for has to be in relation with the performing of the next job. Identify certain potential issues in relation with the offered job or position that will require a specific background check. Do not say, I want to know everything, all his criminal liability, if it's not in relation with the position you're seeking or offering. and do not investigate any of information which has not been clearly authorized by the candidate.
But a Facebook page is fair game these days?
Yes, it's public, and you can go and have a look at it if you've got access.
So again, for job seekers, watch what you put on your Facebook page and anything else you're posting on the internet.
Definitely.
That's It's the Law this time around. Stephanie Fould is our resident brief at WRS. She is a lawyer at BCCC Attorneys at Law in Geneva. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you, Susan.